Track 15, Meet Margaret Seaman, Norfolk's 92-year-old knitting queen.
Margaret Seaman's amazing knitted Sandringham, seafront and hospital have raised around £80,000 for Norfolk charities, and the Caister-on-Sea great-great-grandmother and queen of knitting met the real queen when her Sandringham, complete with a miniature queen, went on show at actual Sandringham. So, Margaret, where can people see knitted Sandringham?
I'll be showing it in St Peter Mancroft Church in Norwich as part of the Norfolk Makers Festival. I'll be there every day of the festival to talk to people. They'll also be able to see my new project. It's a secret at the moment. I think everyone will enjoy it when it's unveiled.
Tell us about it.
It's the Sandringham estate with the stables, the museum, the ballroom, small houses and the church, plus the gardens with flowers, the lake and over 100 trees. It took a long time to make.
What did the Queen think?
I think she enjoyed it. Meeting her was wonderful, the highlight of my life. I never dreamed that I would meet the Queen.
And what did Her Majesty make of the knitted Queen?
She just pointed at it and smiled and said, "How lovely." She was really charming.
What's your favourite part of knitted Sandringham?
The church was the most interesting and the hardest to make, getting all the details right.
Well, what are you making next?
I've got another church to knit, Philby Church. I'll be taking it with me to knit at St Peter Mancroft, so I don't waste any time.
Why do you enjoy knitting?
Once you're knitting, time seems to go really quick. In lockdown, I was knitting between 10 and 15 hours a day. And the main thing is the end product does some good, and it raises money for charity. I knitted Yarmouth Seafront first, and that raised a lot of money for a little girl with cancer.
When did you learn to knit?
When I was about 7. I had twin brothers, 7 years older than me, who had to knit their own school socks. So Mum taught them to knit, and they taught me.
And how did you begin knitting seams?
After I lost my husband nearly 9 years ago, I joined a knitting group as something to do and did different projects with them to raise money for charity.
Do you knit for your family?
I've got 14 great-grandchildren and 2 great-great-grandchildren, so only when they're babies.
Do you have any other exhibitions this year?
I'm hoping Sandringham will go on display again, and I shall eventually sell it to raise money for charity. I hope the seafront will go on display in Yarmouth, and that we'll find a permanent place for it so it's always on display. Once visitors are allowed back into the hospitals and we're back to more or less normal, Knittingale will go to the 3 hospitals, Norfolk and Norwich, James Paget, Galston, Queen Elizabeth, King's Lynn, to continue raising money for them. I'm up to £28,000 for the hospitals, and I'd like to get it to £30,000 so that I can give them £10,000 each.
Margaret Seaman is fundraising at justgiving.com/crowdfunding/Margaret Knits for Norfolk. And she'll be at St Peter Mancroft Church for the Norfolk Makers Festival from 10:30 a.m. to 2:30 p.m. from the 9th to the 20th of March. And you can find out more about that at norfolkmakersfestival.co.uk.